Well, beloved ones, how is everyone this morning? Good?
Yes.
I hope you all had a great and fantastic Thanksgiving. Did you? Oh, yes, I did too as well. I have my family here, and anytime family comes, it's a good thing. I got a little reprieve. I didn't have to cook anything, and I just had to eat, and, you know, that was always a delight. So I'm happy, and I'm thankful for that. And so now it's official, beloved ones. We are truly into the holiday season. I've heard Christmas carols already. I heard that before Thanksgiving. Right after Halloween, there was all this Christmas music already played. But we are officially now in the midst of the holiday season. And this is the time that we are preparing ourselves, preparing our hearts, preparing our minds for this Advent of Christmas that's coming, almost trying to get excited like a little child. You remember how excited you were when you were a child that Christmas was coming? My brother and I were just so, you know, happy and excited, and we would try to find where all of our gifts were and that kind of thing. But there was an excitement and an anticipation of something good happening. And when that morning came, nobody had to set an alarm or whatever. When daylight broke, we were up and ready. Ready, ready, ready. And this is the first Sunday of December, which is the first Sunday of the Advent season. And Advent, as we know, simply means arrival. The Advent means the coming. And it is time for the preparation that we are given to prepare for the arrival and the coming of the Christ, the birth of the Christ. And this Advent has four themes. Each Sunday has a theme. It's hope, peace, love, and joy. And they say that those are the qualities that entered into the world with the birth of the Christ. Hope, peace, love and joy, or joy and love, depending upon who you're looking at in terms of your resource. Hope. And I'm very drawn to hope these days as we try to traverse the times that we're living in. As I'm moving down my own personal path, I just keep trying to hold on to hope. And it's very important, a very important quality. So I'm just delighted that Advent begins with hope. Because whenever you do anything, we should have some hope that whatever it is we're going to do, whatever it is we're engaging in, is going to be what? Well received, well done, that we'll be blessed, that we'll bless somebody else. We're hoping for the good outcome. Because if you're going to start anything without any hope, then why bother? So hope, you know, comes first, and we are hoping in God. And a few Sundays ago, I spoke about having hope, right? And I spoke about the power of hope. And as I was contemplating, I said, well, hope is the first lesson or message or theme in the Advent season. And should I speak about that? And then I thought, well, what about if we could turn our hope into healing? Now, I would love to say that that phrase came from me originally. But as I was thinking about what I was going to speak, I always opened myself up to let Spirit bring things to me or bring a phrase or whatever. So I had purchased an item online that I had been working with. And it was something designed for a physical healing of a physical need that I have. And so it came in the mail, and it came in this blue package. And what it said on the bottom is it says, turn hope into healing. And it has TM, which means that phrase is trademark. So I thought I better quote it. It's not my original idea. But when I heard that phrase, turn hope into healing, there was something about it that got triggered in my own spirit. And I thought, wow, that's a wonderful thing. Even though, you know, I'm looking for this particular item to bring about some healing for a physical need I have that have shown up, You know, I get all these things. When you have a compromised immune system, the body likes to present different things. And so while I was thinking, yeah, I'm looking for some healing, something that, you know, an outer topical thing that I could put and work with. But then I thought, but isn't it true that probably all of us could say, well, we might not be in need of physical healing, and praise God, hopefully you're not, but while that might be true, it's probably safe to say that we all could use a little emotional healing. We could use some mental healing. We probably could even use some spiritual healing about now, right? So healing, you know, is not just physical. It takes hold of all facets of our being and our life and our affairs. And I'm thinking, well, everybody probably could use a little healing. And so this means for us, and I'm thinking hope is great. It's great in and of itself. But what if we really could turn hope into healing? Meaning that the hope that we are holding for ourselves and our lives and our affairs, our relationships, our family, our finances, whatever hope we're holding, what if we could turn that hope into healing? Meaning we can hold it in and turn it into an active force, into a living reality, into a demonstration, a real demonstration of the thing we're hoping for. Because sometimes people think hope is just about wishing. And it remains, you know, we don't see it as a spiritual energy, but we think, oh, I hope this happens. Or I hope I receive this. And it remains in some elusive spiritual wishing. But we know in truth that hope is a positive expectation of good. But what if the hope were actually something that becomes a living reality, a thing, a demonstration of the thing we're hoping for? So I know all of you have lots of hopes and dreams, right? And, well, you should, hopefully. And what if that hope becomes reality? What is it that's going to help us take the hope from a wishing and invisible, like what does faith say? The definition of faith is the invisible, right? The invisible substance of things hoped for. But what if it becomes, hope turns into visibility, into a manifested thing, a reality? That's when your hope has some power. You take it off of the wish list, and it becomes a physical demonstrative, an active force that you use to demonstrate whatever it is that you desire in your life and in your affairs. Hope is an active force. And as metaphysicians and as light bearers, we are called to do that. We are called to take this thing from the invisible and bring it into visibility. We're here as metaphysicians and light bearers and truth tellers and seekers and healers to take this divine energy, the substance and essence of God, out of, you know, just something that's in the air and bring it into manifestation, into reality. That's our work here on the planet. That was the work of Jesus, right? He didn't just come to just talk about it. He demonstrated healing, wholeness, right? He fixed things. He didn't just come and talk about God. He demonstrated God. He demonstrated the good. And so that is our call and our drive too. And in fact, this is the perfect time. This is the time, the perfect time, the perfect season that we are in our experience now on this planet to do just that. To bring the qualities of the Advent season, those qualities of hope and peace and love and joy, to bring them into manifestation, into reality, to take this concept of the spirit of the living Christ that we're celebrating and we're waiting on this birth to happen, but to actually give birth and give rise to those things so that people in the world can see our light, and the Bible says, right, if they can see your light, they'll give glory to God. If they see your good works, they'll give glory to God. So this is the perfect time that we are in because Lord knows the world and all of us need some hope. We need some peace. We need some joy. We need some love. And we need some light. Now, what's going to help us in our role, because that's our role now as light bearers, or this calling, we've all been called. So you're here by divine appointment today, but you are here on the planet at this exact time by divine appointment as well. We have a work to do. We've been called for such a time as this, right? So, you know, as to help us with our call and our role as light bearers, there's a few things that I think we want to remember. And first of all, we need to remember, one, that this light that we carry within us, this light that is the creative source of all life, it comes from our divine nature. It's what we would call our Christ light, our Christ spirit, to be exact. And this light that indwells us, as the Bible says and reminds us, it is the light that lights every man, woman, and child. It's in everybody. I love the song. You said it's everywhere, right? And there's a song that it's in every one of us. I love that song too. But this spirit, this light, this creative force, this energy of the divine, of God, is in everyone, every man, woman, and child. That light is right there, right? In that beautiful new soul. It has to be nurtured. It has to be given the environment from which that light can then flow fully and freely. Because, you know, we could be in an environment where your light, people try to, what, dampen your light, try to turn off your light, trying to shut your light down. But what we'll understand is they can never extinguish the light. So it's there. It's in every one of us. And it's also, this light is also the very creative force and the creative energy that brings life and light into expression, right? This light, in Genesis, it says, there was darkness that hovered over the face of the earth, meaning there was darkness everywhere. And we're about to see some darkness. We're seeing some. It's hovering everywhere. But the first order of creation, of creative energy and power, was light. Because Genesis said, and God said, let there be what? Light. And there was. And after the creation and the formation and the expression of light, everything else comes. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the people, the animals, all the trees, all the other things come. But light is the first order of creation. And so it's really important for us to understand ourselves as being created as light beings, created in the light. And that this very creative energy of light, it indwells us. It is who we are. It is what we do to bring forth more manifestation. Let there be light. See, I am light. I am a light bearer. You are a light bearer. So if we are going to be about doing this powerful work that we've been called to, And this is the moment, right? So if we're here to do this powerful work that we've been called to do, then we have to remember who we are. We have to remember who we are, whose we are, and we have to remember what power that we wield and we yield as light bearers. We have tremendous spiritual power that we forget, that I forget. You know, when I'm going along and I'm giving in, I have a little something that's come here and it's come here and this has shown up and that has shown up. I forget for a moment until I wait. Let me remember who I am. Let me remember whose I am so that I can take myself back to the place that will bring that sense of freedom for me. And so I wrote down a couple of affirmations just for us to affirm, to help us remember this morning. And the first one is, I am a light bearer. Let me hear you affirm that. I am a light bearer. I am a magnificent and powerful expression of the divine. I am a co-creator and a manifestor. I am a miracle worker and a truth teller.
I am one with the one.
See, sometimes we have to remind ourselves of who we are and maybe even say it over and over until we start vibing with these words. So when I get up in the morning, I always do a check. I check and confirm with what's going on, how am I feeling? And on those days and moments where my vibration is not high, I have to remember. I do something that helps me to remember who I am and whose I am. I'm a light bearer. I'm a magnificent and powerful expression of the divine. I am a co-creator and a manifestor. I can manifest what I need. I can co-create what I need. I'm a miracle worker. I'm a miracle in and of itself. I'm a miracle worker. And I'm a truth teller, truth speaker. I speak the truth. I claim the truth. I tell the truth. I'm one with the one. I'm one with the one. So when we remember, this helps us to remember who we are. Now, I know I got a lot of themes going on this morning. I'm talking about Advent. I'm talking about the Christ. I'm talking about light bearers. I'm talking about manifesting our good. I'm talking about the creative energy, the source of all things. I'm talking about a lot of things, but they all do have a connection. So I want you to hang in there with me for a minute as I try to bring all of these concepts and thoughts, Advent and the Christ and, you know, a light bearer. And what does all that have to do with one another, manifesting and being a creative force and creative energy? So I wanted to read the scripture that was given this morning for me to read. Comes from John. John 1, the verses 1 through 16. And I'm going to read it from the New International Version here. And it says, in the beginning was the Word. And Word is with a W, big capital W. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So right away, we know that this word, this capital W, this word has some power because it was in the beginning, it was with God, and in fact, it was God. So something about the essence of God comes forth in this word. Whether it is the creative word or the spoken word, it is of God. So very important for us. So it says, he was with God in the beginning, this word. Now, a lot of traditions say that the word is, of course, the Christ in manifestation. The word is Christ because Christ contains everything. All the divine ideas of God is contained within this idea of the Christ. And it says, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So there is everything comes from the creative energy. This is a creative divine idea. You know, everything comes from some creative word, an idea, before it gets manifested, right? And so it's in the beginning, everything begins with the divine idea. It doesn't happen, right? This candle holder, nothing happens without it first being what? A divine idea. Held in the mind of God, and then that idea is moved into manifestation, into expression. So it says here that through him, all things, through this word, this sacred, powerful, creative word, the word of God, Christ of being, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So in him, in this word, there is life, right? In this creative word that we might say is the Christ, there's also this life energy, and it gives life and light to all mankind. So all of us that have life right here, that we're breathing in the body, we also have light. They're synonymous. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So who we are at our core can't be defeated, can't be eliminated. It's who we are, right? At the core. And it has this ability, this light of who we are, has the ability to shine in the darkness. One of the things that says, and the darkness has not overcome it. I love it. We could turn out all the lights in this sanctuary. But the moment we light one little match, that one little match has overcome the darkness. Right? And that is who we are. And this is what we have to remember as we move forward in the days ahead. And then it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, John the Baptist was the true person of Advent, because he was going about saying, prepare yourself, prepare yourself. The Christ is coming, right? There's going to be one who's coming who's just going to be great. Get prepared. So it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. So we all have it, but there has to be a birthing, a releasing of this light that is in us. This true light, and it's coming into the world. This Christ ideal is going to be spread about on the planet so that it reaches the consciousness of everybody. We're all light beings, but everybody does not walk around knowing and saying, I'm a light being. I'm a metaphysician. I'm a manifestor. I'm the Christ, child of God. No, we don't. But this idea now is being birthed on the earth so that we all can come into our true remembrance of who we are. So he says, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. See, we don't recognize ourselves as being spiritual beings. We don't recognize. It says that this whole concept of this divine energy, this creative force that is the Christ, is in the world, it's in us, but we don't recognize it. The world doesn't recognize it. And I think that the greatest revolution that we have to have is a spiritual one. When everybody begins to wake up as to who they really are, this world will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We have all this greed and all this hatred and negativity because people do not know who they are. Spiritually, they have forgotten. And when we awaken, the world changes just like that. So it's in the world, it's in us, but we don't recognize it. I don't recognize it in you sometimes, and you don't recognize it in me. And we be like, that must be, I don't know who that is, but that must be the devil, or that must be this, or that. We don't recognize the goodness that lies within every living soul, the light of God that lies within everyone that is in this world. Right? So it says, he came, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. So how are we receiving our own presence and power and light as light beings? Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, in his nature, right? He gave the right to become children of God. Now we are all children of God, but this becoming a child of God means you have grown into your divine nature. You've earned the right. When you have this awakening, this epiphany of who you are, then you earn the right to become a child of God, filled with all the power and the glory and the essence. Jesus as the Christ, as a child, was born. But as he grew, he came into the power and presence of what the Christ really is. And he was able to, when he came into himself, was able to do all kinds of miracles and, you know, things that just seemed so wow. That's what we are called to do. And when we are able to receive this divine nature, to remember who we are, then we become children of God. Expressions of the Most High. He says, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. So, you know, when we really have this realization, it's not about the color of my skin, my physicality, my gender, not about any of those things. That's outer stuff. But when we have this awakening, we come into our own by understanding that we are born of God, empowered by God. If we could remember that I am the expression of God, you are the expression of God, born of God, then our power is like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not just some mere lowly human being. I'm not even just Sylvia something. I am a child of God. I'm a light bearer. I'm a magnificent, powerful expression of the divine. I'm a co-creator and a manifestor. I'm a miracle worker and a truth teller and a truth speaker. I'm one with the one. See, we've got to get into this concept, this consciousness. That's being born of God. And this season that we're in, this Advent season, is to prepare us because we need to be on a different level now. Amen. You understand that we need to be on a different level now. This is the time. And it says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, in us. Flesh, real. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, this is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. And out of the fullness, out of his fullness, we've all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And that's a shift. The law came through Moses, meaning there was the Old Testament law, eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, very literal. But there's something different that we get and we receive when it comes through the grace of Jesus. Truth and grace come through Jesus the Christ, which is in us, right? And so it says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son who is himself of God, which is the Christ in us, is the closest in the closest relationship with the Father and has made him known. And in some scriptures it says, has revealed him to us, to me. God reveals himself to us and through us as the Christ in you. That's how God reveals. That's how God is going to work. And God is revealing itself in and through us. This is us, friends. What they're talking about is us. We are the one we have been waiting for. And I say the one, not the ones. Because when we say we are the ones we're waiting for, then it's easy for me to put it off on you and you and you. No. I am the one I've been waiting for. You are the one that you've been waiting for. No one else is coming to save you. And we've seen that. But the Christ in you is your saving grace. And when you awaken to this, you recognize, well, I'm the one. I got to do this work. I have been empowered from on high. Okay, let me get busy doing my work. And so we figure this out. We're the ones that waited. We are the one that we have been waiting for. This divine is in us. It's in us as the Christ. It's in us as a creative word. I can speak my word. I can speak something into being. It is the great I am, because nobody can say I am except for me. I can't say I am for you. Only you can say I am, which is the name of God, the power of God in you. I am. I am a light bearer. I am a manifester. I am. Only you can say these things for yourself. That's the great I am, the Christ spirit in you. And with all of this, with this divine nature comes life and love and light. And it is the light that lights up the world, right? And this, friends, is what is needed at this time most. More than ever before, because this is our moment. You know, we come to church, we say, I'm a metaphysician. You know, I'm a manifester, I'm a truth student, I'm a light bearer. We say all that, but this is the time to walk that walk and talk that talk. This is the time when we got to demonstrate it. I'm in the midst of trying to demonstrate. When I find myself in low places, I'm like, wait, wait, wait. You've got to demonstrate this truth. You have to move yourself into a different level, because this is the moment for us to shine our light, to shine our truth, right? And to wield and yield our power as spiritual beings and spiritual masters. You know, sometimes I always think about this term when I say, oh yeah, we're spiritual masters. And then I go to myself, well, I'm not mastering anything. I don't know. But yeah, we are spiritual beings and spiritual masters. And I'm talking about you, you as a spiritual master. So I've got to change my own mindset about, well, I'm not a master. Why not? I've got to get myself, yeah, I am. I've been called to do this. I've been empowered from on high and within. Yes, I am a spiritual master. You see, you are more powerful. We are more powerful than we can ever know. We are more powerful because this that indwells us, this life energy, this light is of God. And if it's of God, then wow, we can't get any more powerful than that, that to have access to this God that is within us. So, you know, I want you to listen to yourselves as a being, as a light bearer and the power of what life. And I'm going to read just this last sentence from each of these, the New International Version, the Living Translation, the King James Version, and the Message. And it says this, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And this one says it this way, the word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. And then this one says, in him was life, and the life was the light of the men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. See, the darkness don't know what's going on. Really? It's missing the mark, right? The darkness can't, you know, sometimes when you dwell in that lower vibration of darkness and a higher vibration comes, you don't understand it. And I think that's what happened to our country, right? That when light came, they had an opportunity to choose light, to choose hope, to choose joy, to choose a way forward, but they could not comprehend it because it didn't show up like they thought it should look. It showed up looking like, right, a woman. No, no, that's not possible. A black age. No, 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 that's not the way it's supposed to go. Couldn't see it, couldn't recognize it. And so they chose something else. But that's okay, because it cannot be extinguished. It cannot be let up, right? So even the light shines in the darkness, even though the darkness may never understand it, that's all right. And the Message puts it this way. It says, what came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. So what I want us to know and understand is, yeah, we're going to go through some times, and they may even be dark times. I don't know. But we cannot fear the darkness. Don't worry and be dismayed about what may come and what may happen, because you've got a light in you. You've got a power in you that can't be extinguished. It can't. We could cover it up if we want to. We could walk around like ignorant fools and saying, I don't know what to do. No, 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 no. You are the light. And once you begin to shine your light and tap into your spiritual power, your light, your creative energy, there will be no stopping us. Right? There will be no stopping us. And so I'm thinking, we don't have to fight against the darkness. Because you'd just be shadow, you know all you're doing, you'd be shadow boxing and using up all your energy trying to fight against the dark. Nuh-uh. Your task is to do what? Shine the light. You don't have to fight against anything. Shine your light, and the light will do the work. So we got to get busy. And it doesn't mean that we won't take action in the outer. It doesn't mean that we won't, you know, have some sacred activity, spiritual action. Doesn't mean that we're not going to do those things, but we're not going to be against all this. We're going to be for. What you for? I'm for this. I'm for community. I'm for peace. I'm for love. I'm for economic, you know, dispersion of the wealth. But what are you for? Shine your light. Don't worry about the darkness, because if you shine your light, the darkness cannot comprehend it, cannot overcome it. So we have a work to do, and the work is to heal ourselves, to take our inner, make sure that our inner being is so clear and clean that our light shines forth brightly. Because we all have a little smudging. We all have a little stuff that, you know, we need to clean up and clear out. That's our work, too. Nobody's perfect, so we have to clean it out. But that's our work. We've got to get busy doing it. So the whole thing is, you know, there's some things that we have to do is have those powerful conversations. Have those, you know, I don't know what the conversation was like at the Thanksgiving table. And maybe some people had some, you know, have those hard conversations with love and light. But have those conversations. Speak truth to power. Call out hypocrisy when you see. See, we've been dormant and sitting, but now is a whole different time. Come into yourself. Call out hypocrisy when you see it. Offer kindness and the fruit of the Spirit to whomever. Be positive. Be hopeful. Be bold. We're going to have to be bold in what we're doing and what we're saying. Speak up about racism when you hear it. If it's a joke or somebody, speak it. Call it out. I don't care the company you're in, call it out. And then speak up and call out your own prejudices and biases. Because we have them too. Okay? But notice them. Speak on those. Call those out. Observe it. Run for office. Volunteer. Find the organization that's doing good, bringing light. But to do something, because this is what we're doing to shine our light. So whatever it is, I say, get your light on anywhere you can, as often as you can, and with whomever you can. Even the stranger on the street, whether it's your neighbor, your friends, or whatever. Speak light, speak truth, bring people around. You know, because sometimes we're all closeted truth students. We don't want anybody to know how we think and how we really feel and express. Mm-mm. Take that lamp, take the lampshade off and start shining. Be bold. And if it's wrong, we can just say, you know what? This direction, this path that we've chosen is wrong. Christians hating other people is wrong. Denying people freedom is wrong. Dehumanizing a whole race of people is wrong. And when everybody starts speaking, those little beings, the only reason they get to do it is because nobody, you know, is standing up en masse. Who was the quote that said, the only way for evil to triumph is when good men do nothing. So we are good people. Shine that light. You know, you don't have to say, oh, well, I run for president, but there's something you can do. Find out what it is. Take everything in your being to now step boldly into yourself as a spiritual being, as the Christ. It's not time to be shy anymore. We got work to do. We've got to get busy because we are light bearers. And the work now is just beginning for us. I thought there was work before, but it's just beginning for us, right? Listen to what ChatGPT says about being a light bearer. It says a light bearer symbolizes someone who brings enlightenment, wisdom, or spiritual guidance. You think, well, I can't bring enlightenment. Yes, you can, right? A light bearer is a person who inspires others or spreads knowledge, hope, and positivity. A light bearer is someone who's seen as a leader, a visionary, or a guide in challenging times. That is us. That's you. That's me. And we're going to start where we are with what we have. Our neighbors, our friends, our family, our coworkers, and strangers. Starts with us. We got to always be willing to bring the light, to keep the vibrations high,
to remind people of the value of every soul, every person, to debunk the whole notion of scarcity and not enoughness, you know, that there is enough to go around, even for those who want to hoard the worth of the planet, wealth of the planet for themselves, a few people being wealthy and the rest of everybody getting crumbs. There is enough for everybody, but debunk that theory that there's not enough, so that they have us clawing and fighting against each other for a little crumb here, a little job here. We're the ones. We got it. Okay? So we have to do that. We've got to keep shining our light in the darkness, friends. That's the whole thing. Keep showing up. Showing up as your divine self. Showing up as your spiritual self. That's what it's going to take to save not only you, but everybody else. So I'm thinking we've got to learn how to turn hope into healing. I'm going to put some, I got some hope, but I have to put some feet under my hope. I got to put some action behind my hope if I want to bring whatever I'm hoping for into manifestation. That's my work. That's your work. That is what we're here to do. So, you know, we're bringing light and truth into our world, but it begins with you and your world. So let's get busy. Let's be about it. Let's be about it. You know, next week we talk about peace. You have an opportunity to join in the peace game on December 11th. So I'm going to ask that, you know, you're looking for something to do. You're looking for how can I bring light and world. Join, get online, and I think we'll send out another constant contact so you will understand how you can sign up to learn about the peace game. And the peace game just gets us out there working for peace, working to bring light in how, and as you come together in small groups, it grows and it manifests. You are the one. You are the one you've been waiting for. And it's time to stop waiting and start doing. Let's get busy. Blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Blessings. Blessings.